Sure. And there was no way Zach wanted to spend every second weekend visiting his bum in jail. Zach threw back the blankets and was about to get out of bed when he heard his grandmother call out from the next room.
Zach?
She said.
Is that you?
Yes, Gran, said Zach. It's all right. Go back to sleep.
What was that noise?
Said his gran.
Have they resumed firing?
Zach rolled his eyes. There's no war, Gran, he said. Go back to sleep. Zach was living with his grandmother while his parents were away. They both played in the wind section of the National Symphony Orchestra and went on tour three or four times a year, during which Zach would have to stay with his grandmother, sometimes for up to a month at a time. He loved his grandmother, but sometimes he wondered who was looking after who.
No war?
Said his grandmother.
You mean the war's over?
Yes, said Zach. He was used to this conversation. She was always talking about the war. Zach wasn't sure which war she was talking about, or how long ago it had happened, or whether it had even happened at all. All he knew was it seemed real to her.
Did we win?